Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Minions and Monsters is a movie that can be seen more than once. It is one of the few movies so far this year that I want to see again. Minions and Monsters, an animation feature film, is jam-packed with homages to the golden age of Hollywood. If you are a fan of Turner Classic Movies, you will find a lot of references to movie actors and movie scenes of yore. This should entertain parents and grandparents. Their children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews will laugh at the antics of the Minions and the Monsters. Minions and Monsters is downright fun. I left the movie theater smiling and feeling more upbeat. Now that's entertainment. Minions and Monsters is third in the Minions prequels and seventh in the Despicable Me franchise. Pierre Coffin, an Oscar nominee, animated feature Despicable Me, who directed Despicable Me 3, directs Minions and Monsters from a screenplay he co-wrote with Brian Lynch. The film's story is framed in a talk by a tour guide, voiced by Allison Janney, at a film history museum. The Minions have served some of the world's greatest villains, we're told, and we soon see the hilarious results through the centuries. In another flashback, the Minions get caught up in a train robbery being filmed for a 1920s silent Hollywood movie. The director of that movie, Max, voiced by a great Christoph Waltz, is upset by the Minions' interference. The Hollywood producers, Frank and Elwood, each voiced wonderfully by Jeff Bridges, are delighted by the mayhem. Soon the Minions have a career in silent films. With the advent of talking pictures, stardom is in decline for the Minions, who speak in the Minion language of Minionese, which sounds like gibberish. The Minions decide to direct their own films, monster films. The monsters, led by a green creature with face tentacles called Goomy, voiced by Trey Parker, soon get out of hand. The Minions must figure out how to get the monsters under control. The movie's director, Pierre Coffin, again voices the Minions, notably James, Henry, Ed, and Dick. A lot of Minions and Monsters, the movie, takes place on the back lots of Hollywood studios. This provides lots of opportunities for film references. There are tributes beautifully rendered in the animation film to Charles Lloyd, Charles Chaplin, Buster Keaton, Casablanca, The Day the Earth Stood Still, with the character Dort, the robot, voiced by Jesse Eisenberg, based on Gort from the film The Day the Earth Stood Still. Perhaps the most obvious reference in the film is that of the orange monster Irene, which is similar to the gelatinous ooze in the movie The Blob. The soundtrack includes the song Hooray for Hollywood. To that I add, Hooray for Minions and Monsters. Minions and Monsters is MPA rated PG for violence, action, language, and rude macabre humor. Opening July 17, The Odyssey, MPA rated PG. Christopher Nolan directs Matt Damon, Tom Holland, Anne Hathaway, Robert Pattinson, Lupita Nyong'o, Zendaya, and Charlize Theron in the sword and sandal action-adventure epic. The synopsis. After the Trojan War, Odysseus faces a dangerous voyage back to Ithaca, meeting creatures like the Cyclops, Sirens, and Calypso along the way. Christopher Nolan wrote the screenplay based on the story by Greek bard Homer, who wrote the work in 8th century B.C. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.